This is Douglas Edwards in New York. 20 years ago today, Germany surrendered to end the European fighting in World War II. And today, President Johnson broadcast a transatlantic appeal for peace with our allies. In a radio and television address via the new Early Bird satellite, the president outlined a 6-point program of what he called urgent and unfinished business for the Atlantic Alliance. His proposals ranged from closer trade ties with the European Communist bloc to better relations with the Soviet Union. Also, without naming either, the president apparently alluded to France and its president, de Gaulle, in cautioning against narrow nationalism. As President Johnson put it, "We will all go together if we can, but if one of us cannot join in a common venture, it will not stand in the way of the rest." France has more and more, under de Gaulle, chosen to take an opposite path to the U.S., and this was shown again today in regard to the Dominican Republic. The rebel provisional president of the Dominican Republic, Colonel Francisco Camaño, says his self-proclaimed government expects to receive diplomatic recognition from France and some other nations shortly. Marines were again the targets for sniper fire in Santo Domingo, and we'll have that story and other late developments in a moment.
How much do you know about magazines? Well, here's a quick quiz for you. Which magazine has the biggest circulation, Life, Look, or the Saturday Evening Post? The answer is Look, by far, by hundreds of thousands. Why is Look the largest selling magazine in its field? There are many reasons. For instance, take the new issue of Look. In this issue, Linda Bird Johnson tells in her own words the joys, the excitement, and the problems of her life in the White House with President Johnson. A leading Protestant clergyman states in no uncertain terms how America's Christian churches have sinned against the Negro. Famed author John Toland presents in Look dramatic new evidence about the capture and humiliating death of Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. And in 8 pages of dazzling photos, many in full color, Look shows how Italian beauty Bernalisi was vaulted into stardom in the hit picture How to Murder Your Wife. See for yourself why Look is bigger than Life. Yes, bigger by hundreds of thousands. Get Look and you'll see why it's the biggest selling magazine in its field. Get Look today.
Rebel snipers continue to flaunt a so-called ceasefire in the Dominican Republic by firing on American positions. No new American casualties are reported as a result of the sporadic rebel attacks, which came amidst continued political uncertainty and vain efforts to revive the commercial life of Santo Domingo. Rebel leader Colonel Francisco Camaño Deño says his provisional government wasn't consulted about the peace force established by the Organization of American States, and as he put it, we prefer no interventionist forces of any kind. Nevertheless, the OAS is forming such a force and is also considering a program which would lead to guaranteed free elections in the Dominican Republic within 60 days. Celebrations marking the 20th anniversary of Allied victory in Europe in World War II are already underway in France. That story from CBS News reporter Tony Pell.
Celebrations to mark the 20th anniversary of the defeat of Hitler Germany started solemnly here in Paris this evening. Memorial services took place on the wide expanse of the Esplanade des Invalides, facing the great Invalide military shrine where Napoleon is buried. There were cavalry units in 1914 uniforms, soldiers in dress uniform, and coming up the Seine River, a barge carrying former deportees of the Nazi death camp. An American military band also took part, as thousands of Frenchmen and women turned out to celebrate and also to remember those terrible and heroic days 20 years ago. President de Gaulle will take part in celebrations at the Arc of Triomphe tomorrow morning, showing by his presence the continuity of his policy that started 20 years ago and is still going today. Tony Pell, CBS News, Paris.
At the murder trial of a Ku Klux Klansman in Hainesville, Alabama, the all-white, all-male jury reported late today that it was hopelessly deadlocked. However, the judge sent the panel back to try to work out anew the question of guilt of Collie Leroy Wilkins, Jr. in the slaying of civil rights worker Mrs. Viola Liuzzo. Rescue workers in Minneapolis, Minnesota, poked through the rubble of hundreds of suburban homes today that had been shattered by a host of vicious tornadoes. The death toll from the tornadoes has reached 12, and more than 400 persons were hurt.
What's a mother to do?
What's the problem, ma'am?
My husband and my boy, off to bowl with no dinner. They'll grab a quick snack, and that's no way to get their vitamins. What's a mother to do?
Serve them Total for breakfast. Total, the only leading cereal, hot or cold, with a whole day's vitamin supply. One bowl, 1 ounce, gives you 100% of every minimum daily adult vitamin requirement now set by the U.S. government.
Enjoy Total every day. Feel vitamin safe all day.
President Johnson has proclaimed May 15th as Armed Forces Day and called on all Americans to display the flag in tribute to servicemen. In his proclamation today, the president also specified that Armed Forces Day hereafter will always be celebrated on the third Saturday of May. The president today also selected John Leddy to be Assistant Secretary of State for Europe. Leddy had been ambassador to the Organization for European Cooperation and Development. The town of Shade Gap, Pennsylvania, is in the grip of fear and terror because of a crazed mystery sniper. Reporter Tom Montgomery of station WVAM in Altoona has the story.
The 800 residents of the small community of Shade Gap in south-central Pennsylvania have not been sleeping so well lately. In fact, not for the last year. A mystery sniper periodically shatters the silence of that peaceful village with the ominous crack of a high-powered rifle. The first incident occurred on April 10th of last year when the masked gunman threw a stone through the window of a trailer where a young woman was reading. He fired several shots into the room, but fortunately missed her. Several months later, he knocked at the door of one Shade Gap woman's home, and when she stepped out into the yard, the man struck her from behind and then ran into the darkness. A woman driving home on a deserted mountain road found logs blocking her path. She stepped out of the car to investigate, and someone began firing at her with a rifle, pumping several shots into the front of her car. She was not hit. Huntington County State Police are without leads as to the identity of the Shade Gap sniper. Several of his victims describe him as wearing a Halloween mask, a light-colored raincoat, heavy black gloves, and high rubber boots. He has been called the Mountain Man, the Rifle Man, and the Madman. This is Tom Montgomery in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
On the New York Stock Exchange, stocks were down today in active trading. Volume, 5,820,000 shares. Dow Jones Industrials closed off 1. Rails off 0.15 and utilities off 0.85. Dow Jones average of 65 off 0.56. Standard & Poor's closed off 0.07.
That's the latest from CBS News. Douglas Edwards reporting. We'll have the weather, and then music with Boone in the Afternoon. Right now, Weather Ball weather forecast for CCO Land, brought to you by the 12 Northwestern banks, the banks that like to say yes.
Northwestern National Bank, may we help you today? Yes!
Yes. Partly cloudy skies, mild temperatures, and possible rains predicted for most of CCO Land this afternoon and evening. Some sections, however, being asked to prepare for another evening of harsh storms and strong winds. We had that just a little while ago. All residents in Pearson St. Croix counties were told during the last hour to be alert to possible severe weather, a possible tornado. A severe thunderstorm was reported near Hudson, Wisconsin, moving northeastward 35 miles an hour, and counties still should be on the alert for severe weather: St. Croix, Barron, Dunn, and Chippewa counties in Wisconsin. Minnesota's forecast calls for cloudy skies through tomorrow. Rain over the southern half of the state. Lows tonight ranging from 42 to 55 north, 48 to 62 in the south. The highs tomorrow will range from the 50s in the north to 80s in the south. Might repeat that at this moment we do not have any severe weather forecast for Minnesota. Most of it is for Wisconsin. However, as conditions change, and they sometimes do, we'll certainly keep you informed, and you will hear about it first right here on CCO. We'll take a look at the Twin Cities forecast for you in just a moment. Right now, Howard's got a word for you.
One way I look at a checking account is this. It puts you on the map, financially. It puts you on record as being a responsible citizen who's well organized and keeps track of payments and expenses. And besides, what a convenience. Open a Northwestern Bank checking account, and you'll find it the easiest, safest, cheapest way to pay bills, and the very best way to manage money. And with your Northwestern Bank checkbook, you always have cash anytime, anywhere. Also a handy check ledger to record every cent you spend. So why not open a time-saving, money-saving checking account at the Northwestern Bank nearest you?
like to say yes. We like to say,
okay.
Positively, we like to say yes. Our favorite word is yes. Northwestern National Bank, may we help you today? Yes.
Yes, that weather ball is flickering green. And we have this just in from WCCO Radio News. An area of heavy rain and strong winds appears on our WCCO radar from downtown Minneapolis to about 15 miles east. The area is triangular, looks as if it contains some heavy rain. It appears to be moving to the east. The forecast says that more thunderstorms are expected. We expect a low tonight of 55, high tomorrow 75. And that's the latest on the weather. Currently in our Twin Cities, we'll have that new temperature for you in just a moment or so. An area of heavy rain, strong winds on the CCO radar, moving toward the east, and we'll keep you in touch with that storm. And there you have Weather Ball Weather, brought to you by the 12 Northwestern Banks of the Minneapolis area, the banks that like to say yes.
Northwestern National Bank, may we help you today?
Yes, Bob West is standing by in our WCCO radio mobile unit. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Raj. I have here Renee Halsing, is it?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Halsing, we're standing by the remains of your trailer home in Fridley Terrace. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And how large a trailer was this?
10 by 55, sir.
10 by 55?
Yes.
How many rooms would that be?
6 rooms, sir.
Now, you didn't have any basement to go to, of course, when the storm hit. What did you do?
We seen it coming. My husband says, let's go. And we got in the car and we took off for northeast Minneapolis.
Had you heard there was a tornado on the way?
Yes, we did, on WCCO.
Oh, that's good. Did you see it? You say you saw it coming?
We saw it coming and all we thought was to get out or else our lives would be in danger.
You could actually see the funnel?
Yes, sir.
I suppose it was coming from that direction?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you have any children?
No, sir.
Just you and your husband?
That's right, sir.
And you say you saw the storm when it, or the funnel when it struck your home?
No.
You didn't see
no, we just kept on going. We didn't want to look.
Right now, I notice you're a little anxious to get away because the clouds are getting kind of black out here again.
Yes.
Were anybody, any of your neighbors here in this area hurt? I see them.
There was two of them right next door to us. They were taken to the hospital, serious condition right now.
They are?
Yes.
And how long had you lived here?
2 years.
And you'd never had any storm of this sort before?
No, never. Never thought it would happen.
Do you know how many people in Fridley Terrace here lost their mobile units, mobile homes?
About 250.
And how many are there altogether in the area?
About 350 mobile homes, I'd say.
So,
roughly?
About three-quarters of them.
Yeah, lost their homes.
And it's pretty thorough destruction.
Yes.
Well, I know that you're anxious to get away with these storm clouds gathering, so thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you for that report, Bob West. Yes, this is Charlie, Bob. Bob?
Yes.
Yes, fine. Thank you for that report.
Okay, good, Raj.
Very
good. We'll be around.
This is Charlie Boone in the afternoon with all kinds of information for you and music. And I'll have some baseball scores. An afternoon ball game. Houston defeated Chicago 5-4, although out-hit by Chicago 10-9. Chicago had one error. The Houston Astros, none. And looks like... And, you know, I should be better informed on the National League, but I don't know if I know this guy's name. He won the ball game, and he's won 5 for Houston. His name is Dave Giusti. Is that it? I'll find out for you. He was the winner. He pitched for Houston. And Lou Burdette took the loss for Chicago. Ernie Banks got his 5th home run in that ball game for Chicago. George Altman, his 2nd. And Bob Astromonte, his 2nd for Houston. Houston won it 5-4 over the Cubs. 74 degrees now in our Twin Cities with a southwesterly breeze at 6 miles an hour. Humidity 82%. The barometer is falling, 29.71. There's a thunderstorm, a rain shower over much of the Twin City area. And we have a report from White Bear Lake. Heavy rain is falling there, reducing visibility to almost zero. 14 minutes past 3 Central Standard Time. And this is WCCO Radio, your good neighbor. We'll keep you informed on the storm as it progresses.
Hi, we've received a lot of mail about how to stay alert on long trips, especially on freeways. Many have to do with eating, and I'll be back in a minute with some stay alert snack suggestions. But first, I've got the up-to-date results on Hansard's big 1001 Pontiac sale. As you may know, last year they sold 1001 Pontiacs in 77 working days, 13 per day, and they've brought the sale back again this year. By this weekend, Hansard should have sold 455 cars, but instead they're up to 500 cars in just 5 weeks, and the results are changing every hour. That means just a little over 500 cars left at these special 1,001 sale prices. Yes, more people than ever are going to Wide Track Town, and they're buying because they find this isn't a gimmick. Hansard ordered 1,001 cars, and they have to sell them. Plus, they need trade-ins for their gigantic new Hopkins Theater of Cars, and they can offer you even more for your trade-in. You can save $300, $500, $600, even more. For instance, Hansard can put you in a full-size 65 Catalina, two-door sedan for just $52 per month with normal down payment and 36-month terms. And there are 500 other values like this still left. So hurry down to Hansard's Wide Track Town at 14th and Hennepin and 17th and Nicollet. Now about staying alert on trips. Mrs. Margaret Smith of Litchfield says she keeps a piece of hard candy in her mouth. Soft candy won't work. Mrs. William Trinan of Faribault says to use cough drops. Clayton Miller of Blomkist, Minnesota, eats potato chips to stay awake. Mrs. Burton Allen of Malacca finds caramel corn works for her. Why don't you pick the snack that seems right to you and try it? If you have a happy motoring tip, send it to WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And if we use it on the air, I'll send you 1,001 gold bond stamps courtesy of Hansard Pontiac.
Okay, Wide Track Randy Merriman, another happy motoring trip to make your driving safer and more enjoyable. It's 17 minutes past 3 o'clock, 74 degrees. We've had many, many, many reports from White Bear Lake area of the heavy rain, and we thank you for those calls. And right now, we're going to find out. We were talking on Party Line about precautions to take during a severe storm. And a lady called and said, how about if my southwest corner of the basement is glass? And many other questions. We have on the line right now Mr. D.W. Bates, who is professor of agricultural engineering, extension at the University of Minnesota Institute of Agriculture. And Mr. Bates?
Hello?
Yes. This is Charlie Boone here at CCO. And Mr. Bates, we've had so many questions concerning the storm on how to take cover and so on. A lady called and said, the southwest corner of my basement is a walkout, and it's glass. Now, should I still stay in that southwest corner, or what should I do? What kind of an answer would you give to her?
Of course, if the southwest corner is glass, it would afford her a little protection. Then she might possibly move over away from that. If the building is, of course, removed from the foundation, she would want to be in a position such as that debris would not fall on her. But I would tend to move over into another corner then. And we get to a point where there has to be some judgment made to equate these possibilities.
Now, the southwest corner usually is the safest. Isn't that right, Don?
If that's the direction, surely we assume that's the direction the wind is coming from.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, how about windows? Some people say as soon as you feel a storm is coming on, open your windows. What do you think about this?
Well, if they're opened on the side that the wind is coming from, of course, this is not so desirable. It would be desirable to open them on the lee side, the side away from the wind.
Mm-hmm. And can you give
us... This would tend to equalize the pressure. Of course, when one of these gusts hit at this tremendously high velocity, the top of the house acts somewhat like the wing of the airplane, and you get a very you get a lifting force then on what we would call the lee side or the side away from the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a kind of an old expression relating to farm buildings that they blow up rather than blow down, and that relates to this fact that we get this sudden low pressure area, and the pressure within the building being greater than, of course, causes the thing literally to explode.
Right. Talking to Mr. Don Bates, professor of agricultural engineering at the University of Minnesota. Don, now there are some people who do not have basements, and of course they can't seek shelter underground. What should they do?
Well, this becomes, of course, a matter of judgment again. To take about the only general recommendation we could say would be to take the best protection that might be available. Then we're starting to have to judge whether the building is going to be destroyed or whether it isn't.
Yeah.
If we're not immediately in the path, of course, we have sweeping rains such as we've had here, it would be best to stay at least within the building. If one had some place to go outside in the shelter of a retaining wall or something like this, this would offer some protection. But the question, does it offer more than the person would get just being in the house?
Right. Well, thank you, Don. We appreciate your answering some of these questions for us, because, of course, following a storm like this, people have all sorts of questions, and it's natural that they should, and we want to help them as much as possible.
Yes.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Good to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. D.W. Bates, Professor of Agricultural Engineering at the University of Minnesota Institute of Agriculture, answering some questions that you had on what to do in the event of a tornado and how to take shelter. And we will repeat again that as soon as an alert is sounded, this was posed earlier today, should we seek shelter? And the answer is definitely yes, because these storms happen so fast. I want to get this announcement on. Headquarters Battery, 47th Division Artillery, is to report to the Armory in Anoka right now. This message from Sergeant Gundelach. Headquarters Battery, 47th Division Artillery, report to the Armory in Anoka immediately. And the post office boys in Columbia Heights are going to work overtime tonight to make sure that residents of Coon Rapids and Fridley have a chance to get their mail. Postal patrons in the zip code areas 55433 and 55432 may pick up their mail until 6 p.m. at the Coon Rapids branch post office. Postal patrons in zip code area 55421 can pick up mail until 6 p.m. at the Columbia Heights post office. Both the Coon Rapids and Columbia Heights offices will be open until 6 o'clock tonight, and also temporary change of address cards for persons displaced by the tornadoes can be filled out at these branch post offices. As I mentioned, the storm area is in Wisconsin, to the east of our Twin Cities, and we're having heavy winds and heavy rain and strong winds. And White Bear, we had calls from White Bear area and from downtown Minneapolis. And so we're keeping in touch with the Weather Bureau and on this storm, and we'll let you know what's happening. 74 degrees right now in our Twin Cities. 74, it's 23 minutes past 3 o'clock. Henry Fonda is going to be the guest on Personal Close-Up with Mike Wallace in just about 7 minutes. We're going to have 2 seconds of silence while we listen to the sound of the new potato crop growing. Did you ever hear potatoes growing? Listen. Hear that? These are quiet new potatoes. Yeah, but they won't be quiet long, because Old Dutch, starting right now, is making them into noisy potato chips. Crisp and crunchy Old Dutch potato chips. Wish I had a crunchy potato chip. We gotta get a whole gross of potato chips around here whenever we do these commercials, you know. Man, these are, you know how crisp Old Dutch potato chips are. And they're crisper than ever since Old Dutch started making them with new potatoes. Old Dutch has spared no effort to rush these early new potatoes from Florida, Arizona, and other early growing areas so you can again enjoy the fresh taste of Old Dutch spring potato chips. These are the delicious ones made from the first of the new potato crop. And you can tell it in every big golden chip. They're fairly bursting with light, crisp freshness. Old Dutch potato chips are at their very best right now. So try some today. Buy them in the handy twin-pack box or bag. Old Dutch spring potato chips made from the first of the new potato crop. Oh, they taste so good. And the kids take them to school, and they're educated potato chips. We have golf balls at White Bear Lake. And bald eagle, hail as big as golf balls. Right now, hail coming down in that area. This from WCCO Radio News. Johnny Walker just brought this in. Activity in northwestern Wisconsin. This is more about that activity. Severe thunderstorms with hail are occurring in northwestern Wisconsin this afternoon. All counties in northwestern Wisconsin, northwest of a line from Eau Claire to Rhinelander, lie in the area of thunderstorms, and all localities should be on the alert for damaging winds and hail. I'll repeat this. All counties in northwestern Wisconsin, northwest of a line from Eau Claire to Rhinelander, lie in the area of thunderstorms, and all localities should be on the alert for damaging winds and hail. And we'll have another bulletin on this within the hour or as soon as developments occur. 74 degrees in our Twin City. We got time for some music? Let's hear a little music from Ray Ellis, In the Mood, here on CCO. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do Ray Ellis in the orchestra and chorus and in the mood. And 74 degrees in our Twin Cities. I know many of you wondering what the weather's going to be. What's going to happen? It looks ugly in many areas. Most of the storm area is toward Wisconsin, east of the Twin Cities. And there are areas of heavy rain and strong winds around the Twin City area. But according to our forecast, we do not have any severe weather forecast for the Twin City area or east of the St. Croix River area. But we'll keep you informed, so stay tuned right here to CCO. It's Nash's Coffee Time, and if you're in a hurry, use the ultimate in instant coffee. Nash's new instant coffee, now available at Drever's Market in Walnut Grove. And, gee, those are good-looking glasses, Raj.
Well, thank you.
You look so, you not only look studious, but you look, it gives you a, gives you distinction.
Do I look studious, really?
Yes. You look
really?
Distinctive. Yes, you do. You
I
look rather,
so.
Rather...
Yeah, actually...
Had a certain class,
yeah? Yeah, actually...
Are those English glasses?
Yes.
Are they really?
Yes, they are. You see...
Drinking glasses, or...?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Ill glasses, no.
These actually are frames that Rex Harrison would wear.
No glasses, just frames.
Hmm?
Just frames, no glasses.
Yes. The actual... Yeah, no, some glass in there, too.
Now, where'd you get them, seriously?
I'm glad you asked. I got these at Plymouth Optical Company.
Did you really?
Yeah, now, a lot of people like to pay $30.
That's not a car company. That's an optical company.
No, that's not a car company.
I see.
No. That's some other kind of car.
Oh, I see.
No, I don't know. It could be that kind of... And this is an optical company, Charlie. Plymouth Optical Company.
How come they're so good?
Well,
besides having good-looking glasses.
Well, simply because this. Plymouth Optical is willing to sell at a more reasonable profit. Now, that's all there's to it.
You mean you can get them cheaper there?
$10.95.
Is that right?
$10.95 for these particular glasses. Naturally, if you have bifocals and all that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little tint or something.
But you can actually save money at Plymouth Optical.
Oh, you save no matter what, whether you get bifocals
or... Where are they?
Whatever. Plymouth Optical. Their offices in downtown Minneapolis at 20 South 6th Street opposite the Dykeman Hotel, St. Paul at 1449 University opposite Moore's in Midway, and lots of other places, too.
Beautiful. Thank you, Roger Erickson. Let's meet with Mike Wallace and Henry Fonda, Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830-WCCO.